So many, many, many of you, as you know, are facing some kind of a decision in relationships. And perhaps you're sitting on the fence. I'm sitting on the fence, don't know which way to jump off. Kind of like to stay in the past, but then again, maybe I need to jump into the future. Oh, but then again, I don't know, man, jumping into the future, man, it looks kind of like, well, don't know what's there. And perhaps the past is kind of dragging on you and pulling on you, and yet you know, man, I've got to let this go. I've got to let this old energy go. So the call is going to help you with this. Some of you are facing reconciliation within yourself regarding perhaps things you felt guilty about, things that have happened in your past that may not have been agreeable with you, or at least your ego, but perhaps some part of you that really wants to heal this thing because it just keeps coming up and nagging me. It's really a drag when your emotional body kind of keeps nagging at you. So we're going to all take a deep breath and begin to relax into this call and begin to do your protocol, detaching from tribal consciousness, all the stuff that's going on in the world, in your family, in your workplace, detaching from your pain body, your emotional body, and your intellect. And that pretty much is a protocol to set your consciousness free so that it can stay in the quantum state of possibility. Some of you are facing like, okay, what's my next job? Or like, yeah, okay. Message I've been for the last 3 years that I am to do healing work, but where the heck do you begin? What the heck do you do? Egads. I know, that's a good one, huh? Yep. So you want to know that you're not going to do it by yourself because you're going to have to work with other people, which could be a fun thing. And it could also bring us challenges. But what you want to do is you want to call forth your most perfect soul family-based team members. Yeah, team members. Some of you are facing an urge to move, especially out of the big city and into more countrified air. So go for that. And then that's going to present challenges, right? That's going to present perhaps some financial challenges. God, who do I contact on this new location? I don't know of anybody. Pray really hard. Comedy team's here. All right. And perhaps all of you on the call have these medical issues that you believe are ready to be healed. Okay. But here's a good one, though. Emotional and psychological blocks to miracles that are unconscious. All right, so you're going to call in your inner child, you're going to call in your guardian angel, and you're going to call in your soul group for support, and you're going to call in your ancestors, those of your ancestors that have faced or maybe are still on wherever they are in those realms, the same kind of issues that you're facing. So we can get it all done together as a group. Okay, let's take another deep breath. So we are going to address your primary concern and worry. My mom used to be, bless her heart, she used to be a worrywart. And I think I picked up and took on that pattern as well. But, you know, being human, it kind of comes with the territory. But you don't have to carry it any further than today. All right, so let's put worry in the big basket in front of you. And we're going to do a little imagery right now. So a very nice goldenly woven basket, handmade from your soul, by your soul. And you need to put energetically, emotionally, mentally, all your worries in there. Okay, worries about money, worries about not enough money, worrying about housing, worrying about transportation, worrying about, oh my God, my soulmate, when is he or she going to come? My God, I've been waiting half my life. Okay, worry about your marriage, your job, whatever it is, stuff going on in your body. Worrying about the future that hasn't happened yet. Worrying about the past that you keep thinking about. Yes. Worrying about getting sick. Yeah, here's a good one, even worrying about dying. Those moments when, oh my God, the body's going to die, and what's going to happen to me? All right, whatever worries it is, just put it in there. And then what you're going to do when you're all done, or you think you're all done, is there's like a little kind of like a, I don't know what you call it, like a cord that you can tie together to close atop the basket. And maybe you can make a Boy Scout knot or a Girl Scout knot or a sailor's knot. I forgot the names for those kinds of knots. But anyway, do a knot that's not going to come undone. And then you're going to find somewhere in your imagination a big helium balloon that's like really a very bright purple. And you're going to tie this helium balloon to somewhere in the basket, maybe into your knot. And then when you're ready, you're just going to let it all go. So it begins to float up, 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 and away. And you're going to watch it float away, way up into the sky, up into the universe, up into the galaxy. You're just going to watch it until it disappears, until it absolutely disappears. Saying bye-bye. Thank you very much. Blessings to you. And just let it go all the way up there. You can let your inner child do this because they love doing this kind of stuff. Now, you can always do this if there's still more of that stuff that comes up unexpectedly. Do this little imagination exercise. Have your inner child do it, and it'll be really playful. If she does it, she's got to remember, or he, that you have to let go of the balloon because we don't want your inner kid like floating up with the helium balloon out into the vastness of the universe. That would not be good. And that was a comedy team inserting their little 2 cents. Okay. I'm going to call forth your counsel. Now, you're going to make a choice today as to which way you're going to jump off the fence. Or, if you want to get really bold, you're standing at the edge of a cliff. And you know you got to jump off the cliff. But you can't see what's at the bottom. Because it's just like, goes on for infinity. But you were brought to the edge of the cliff to make a choice and to face all your fears about making a choice. Or choices. Not intellectually, but in actuality. So this is called the leap of faith. Now you could say, what's below the cliff, if you choose to jump off of it? And maybe you can jump off of it with your eyes closed. Although for some that could be a little spooky. And what if you die? Well, if you die, you die. You know, no big deal. But you can imagine maybe that at the bottom of this cliff that you cannot see the bottom of because it's just vast. It could be dark in a sense, and nothing wrong with darkness in this sense. But there's like a void. And the void could contain any number of possibilities that you can jump off into. So your faith doesn't come from your mind. Well, not your lower mind. But obviously it comes from the heart space, but also come from your higher mind. Because you do need your mind here on earth. You just do not want to use your logical mind to make decisions of this nature. Okay, and we're going to have moments of silence so you can really jump into those possibilities, perhaps with your eyes closed. Perhaps you want to jump off backwards. That's also kind of spooky. Now, we're going to bring in these fifth, sixth dimensional energies, which are very hard to explain. But how you can tell that you are tapped in and have merged with and become one with, you'll have feelings of joyfulness, definitely the bliss zone effect. You'll just feel this sense of oneness and peace that normally you can't get to easily. All right, so those are some of the markers, in a sense, where you know you're in your fifth, sixth dimensional platform. You can live within the sixth dimension. Use the fifth dimension as a place of tapping into the wisdom and the knowledge of your spirit. So today's call is about building trust within you, building the faith that you will not fail. You can never fail anyway, and you can't really die. Remember those dreams you used to have, perhaps of falling, and then getting kind of scared in your dreams and always waking up before you hit the bottom to die? I've had several of those. So, what does that tell you? And some of you perhaps have had NDEs, near-death experiences. So the challenge there is to integrate and implement your experience from that. Okay, let's take a deep breath. Okay, we're going to collectively set the state for the summer. This, along with the call in 2 weeks, will help you to set the state for the whole summer. Your summer of miracles, your summers of building trust that no matter what, even though you can't see around the corner, that there's miracles waiting for you. And energetically, all you need to do is walk into them, really. But you got to take that step. You got to take the step. You got to get off the fence. You got to jump off the cliff. You can't sit on the fence anymore. You can't procrastinate and be lazy and say, okay, I'll do it next year, or I'll do it next month, or I'll do it tomorrow, when you can do it now. So make a choice that you're going to choose to do all your choices in the now present moment, because that's all there is. Okay, let's take a deep breath. So going back to your primary concern and worry. So I want you to pick one, whether it's a relationship one, whether it's about self-worth and self-esteem, belief in self, whether it's about a business concern, a professional concern, whether it's a physical location concern, whether it's a health concern, and whether it's a belief that you perhaps are being challenged to have those miracle experiences. Those are just some of the categories. But you just pick one that stands out, all right? And now what we're going to do is we're going to ground with the earth. We're going to create a very bright I like to use the image of a rope, but a big thick rope that's intertwined. So when you do that with a rope, it's very strong. It's literally unbreakable. So energetically, you can extend this these cords of brilliant bright light down from the feet or the base of the spine into the center of the earth, into your favorite crystal or stone that's in the earth, your favorite gemstone. So it could be anything, but it's one that you really resonate with, that you really love and relate to. All right? So wrap it around that stone. And then allow your body to feel that connection of oneness and stability. So as you expand, your grounding has to go deeper, or you'll get too spaced out and too scatterbrained. Okay? And remember to drink water as well. Okay, relax your shoulders, relax your forehead muscles, your tongue, your eyelid muscles, your neck, your thighs, your calves, your fingers, your toes, relaxing your belly muscles. And we're going to breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. We're going to breathe in, I am, and then we're going to exhale, we are. I am, and we are. Breathing deeply into light, beginning to relax the brain, keeping the space above your head very wide open, the space below your feet wide open, the space around your hand chakras open, space around your heart open. You're going to activate the still point behind your physical heart just through intending that it is so, it is done, it is. I am and we are. Breathing deeply. Okay, so you're going to choose a worry or a concern, and you're going to find where you're holding that in your body. And then you're going to breathe into that area, I am, and exhale, we are. I'm going to call forth the light surround you. I'm going to call forth the four pillars of light for your physical space. Inviting your pets to receive, and again, all of the ancestors that are ready to receive said concern or worry. Guardian angels present. All right, you're going to feel your soul group, your soul family here, and your council of light. And you're going to feel deep within the oneness, your I am, and the we are. The I am and the we are. All right, we're going to call for divine protection. And for those of you that believe you are in deep distress, call forth divine intervention for your situation to Prime Source. If energetically you are really having a hard time with weird ascension symptoms, and or other levels that can seem very unusual, we're going to call for divine intervention for balance and harmony. So those of you that are facing an impending, that is, a very soon kind of big situation in your life. Okay, I'm going to call that forth. Now, remember, visually, you already let go of your worries and concerns. So that's important level, doing it first energetically on the inner planes. Okay, so now when you are physically, whatever you are feeling physically, not to worry, but you need to begin to open up and release that energy in your body, wherever it is. So keep breathing into that part of your body that's holding your primary worry or concern. It could be a concern of even, God, am I ever going to get this in this lifetime? Maybe you should just give up. Check it. Forget it, man. Get me out of here. Beam me up. Yeah, those of you that are experiencing more of the oneness, you just keep tapping into that state. You're going to feel really high at the end of this activation. And so you want to give yourself permission to keep that state for a very long time, even into the dream time tonight, even into your dinner time, even into tomorrow and the next day and next week and next month. All right, so whatever pattern that you are or have been disgusted about and really want to, shall we say, get rid of, well, let's change the perspective on this. So everything is a messenger for you in your life. All the pain, the sorrow, the injuries, the illnesses, the diseases, the heartbreaks, the bankruptcy. Oh, God, the list goes on and on and on. Doesn't matter what it is. So whatever's coming up, you're going to bless it from your I am. The I am, give yourself permission from the place of the I am to bless everything that's coming up now in your body, in your head, in your mind, from your emotional body. Now, whatever we've been very conditioned to not accept what we call anger and being frustrated and being upset. You have to remember what we're working on are historical genetic imprints that have affected you over perhaps many lifetimes, this lifetime, your early childhood. You know, in a way, it's like pulling teeth. Where at first, you know, your mouth is going to, like, not want to get rid of this abscess tooth. But it's causing extreme inflammation and pain and agony. And yet your body is holding on to it. But at some point, as you begin the extraction process, then the nerves, the muscles, they begin to relax because they're going, oh, yes, this is going to be a good thing. We're going to have to extract this tooth so that we could build a new tooth in its place and heal the inflammation and the pain. And those of you that have had dental trauma and can't stand dentists, this is another good example. You can choose to heal all that. So remember, these unpleasant experiences that we are experiencing now are only painful in a sense that you didn't quite see the whole picture when it occurred. And you perhaps you forgot the whole level of forgiveness and compassion and those good things. And perhaps you forgot that you were told you can't say that, you can't express that. And for those of you, let's just say we can bring in another level of emotional pain, the abusive part of all of that. But that's going to make you stronger as you can let go of that. You don't have to make sense of it, because from another perspective, it makes no sense whatsoever. But beings do what they're going to do sometimes. So what you can do is just take that leap off the cliff into faith, into trusting that the energy is going to be there for you, whatever you're needing, in a sense, right now, for your life. Okay, so for those of you that think you've missed the boat tonight, the boat's coming around again, so you can get on it. So we've all made compensations in order to survive. And to give you some comfort, all of you that were born into a dysfunctional family unit, you chose to be the light for that family. On that other level, you chose to be a light for that family. And even if your light was snuffed out at an early age, you still came in to be a light for those beings. And at some point in their timeline, they will get it. Even if it's on the other side after making transition, they will get it. So we're going to move the oneness into the unconscious realms of the body. So again, whatever place in your body that you brought your focus, we're going to bring it into the unconscious levels of the body. Well, we're going to bring it to the levels that you're not aware of, that you cannot, have not been able to get to with your healing work. And again, you're going to ask regarding this discomfort, how much of this is mine, like from 0 to 100%. We're using a scale. We're going to be very logical here. So that percentage that you got that is not your energy, then you're going to ask, okay, whom is this? And there might be one or many faces or energies that are going to show up. It can be like the Buddha, and just bow and bless that energy. Don't have to say anything. Now, give your body permission to open up and to let go of all of this trapped energy that's been trapped in there because of guilt. For whatever reason, doesn't matter, guilt will stick energy in the body. Depression comes from you're believing that you can't change a situation and it's hopeless. And why even try anymore? All right, these are just thoughts. They don't represent you. So you're going to take that the sixth dimensional energies from where your awareness is, and you're going to begin to direct it into the crown of the body. and into the heart of the body and into the solar plexus. So those three points again is the head center, heart center, and the power center. You could see it like a cord of energy that's being transmitted into the body from where you are, from where you, the soul, the spirit is. All right, we're going to amplify these energies by activating within us the power of the great central sun. Those pure photonic energies from prime source through our great central sun. All right, so wherever you lost your soul, or the perception that you lost your soul, or you gave away your soul, or you sold your soul, you can begin to bring it back. You know, it's like when your dog goes wandering out from the backyard and, wanders around the forest, and it's dinner time. Well, if you don't see the dog, you're going to call for the dog's name, right? And the dog will hear you eventually and will come back. So fragments of the soul is like that. Start calling your soul back, and your soul, those fragments will hear you. And you can say, it's time to come home. Beloved, it's time to return back into the heart, back into the solar plexus, back into the third eye, back into the crown, back here, this incarnation. All right, so we're going to give you moments of silence to really get into this and do your creative magic. And I will call you when it's about time to return.
you take a slow, deep breath. I call forth the angel of trust and faith. Okay. Take another slow, deep breath. You're going to begin to focus back into the body, back to earth. So coming back slowly, taking your time. Imagine that you are from a soul level, putting droplets of light in each of the chakras through the chakra channels, and which is going to affect all the organs in your body. So you can make it different colors, very pretty colors. Droplets of light. You can drop some in your brain, into the pineal gland. A whole bunch into the heart. Okay, begin to feel your feet. Wiggle your feet a bit. Move your fingers, stretch your arms very gently. Open up that spine a little bit more. Take a deep breath. Okay, and then when you're ready, just slowly open the eyes. You may want to take a bit of a short nap if you feel really out of it still. It's okay. So this one went rather deep. So you want to give your body time to heal, so to speak. Time to adjust and recalibrate. And you may find that things that are very familiar are going to look very different, perhaps. A bit strange in a sense of, well, it's the same old place, but everything looks different. People look different. Right? That's quantumly normal. You may feel stuff going on in your brain. Temperature changes. You'll sleep really good tonight. Food's going to taste really good. So give yourself full permission to really move deeper and stay in this flow of trust and faith, allowance. Be very patient. And if you are not guided to make a particular move, you just wait. Don't force anything. Wait for the flow to show up. When you're in the flow, you know. Thank you for your attendance. Many blessings to you. Always know that you are loved and blessed, and that you are never alone. And your counsel and your guides are always with you. Keep the focus within the I am. I am and we are. Until next time, namaste.